Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More trouble for Boeing and the 737 MAX. Jay Ratliff is our aviation expert, former airline executive who has been talking about this since the first crashes occurred. Jay, what's your take? It sounds like the business community is losing confidence in Boeing and their ability to deal with this.
Well, they are. Remember when the Boeing MAX aircraft was first grounded, back in March? We had executives from Boeing coming out very quickly saying that this was a software issue. In other words, the idea was, bear with us, it's going to be a quick fix, it's upgrade, blah, 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 and then we'll be back up and flying. Well, it turned out to be anything but. And the longer that the time frame went of the MAX aircraft being grounded, the more that we were learning things that were very troubling, like the airplanes were being delivered to airlines without the airline being told that there was an aggressive anti-stall system on board the airplane. References to it were removed from the crew's operating manual that's in the cockpit that's used for emergencies. How we used to have two angle of attack sensors on an aircraft where we had a redundancy or backup, and Boeing decided we only really needed one, which gives us a single point of failure. And every time we turned around, we were hearing more and more things that were like, you got to be kidding me. And now we're hearing stories about how internal memos, text messages, instant messages back and forth between Boeing management and employees were expressing grave concerns over this very aggressive anti-stall system, and how during some of their simulator runs, I think the quote was that the system was running rampant. In other words, it was very difficult to control. Now, imagine having this on an airplane that you're giving to airline customers that you don't even tell the crews that it's on there. It wasn't until the first airplane crash, the Lion Air crash, that Boeing reached out to the airlines and said, oh, by the way, we happen to have this anti-stall, this MCAS system on board this airplane. And that's when pilots, many of them, for the first time ever, were aware of the fact that it was there. So now we're hearing from some of these messages that were turned over from the FAA that some of these concerns go back to 2016. So the Federal Aviation Administration, very upset that they're just now getting this information after requesting it back in April. And the Boeing quickly said, look, we gave this stuff to the Department of Transportation months ago, and we really didn't think we had to turn it over to you. But Boeing's been very reluctant to be forthcoming in anything. And that's one of the things that's really compounding to the conversation here is the lack of confidence, not only in the Boeing aircraft, but in Boeing itself.
Which is weird for a company that's as big and as established as Boeing. You would think that their executives would have better instincts than this.
Well, Boeing used to set, and I do use the word used to on purpose, they used to set the standards for safety. They were the reason that, you know, the old phrase a gazillion years ago was, you know, if it ain't Boeing, you ain't going. And the idea was that was the aircraft that was the most reliable, the safest. And, of course, Airbus has an equally safe product as well as far as the European models. But the thing is that we never would have expected Boeing to ever even consider cutting corners, let alone cutting corners, let alone apparently covering up those shortcuts and being very, very careful in as far as releasing any information. And I got so frustrated with the Boeing CEO that would come out after the crash spouting all these ridiculous attorney-written statements, blah, blah. I mean, it was insulting. And some of them actually indicated that perhaps there's multiple reasons for a crash, indicating that it might be pilot error. Well, we're finding out that it may not have been pilot error because these crews were fighting for control of their aircraft against a system that they were either unfamiliar with, unaware of, or certainly not prepared to respond to when it detected a stall and then basically took evasive action and the crew was fighting for control. We found out this week also that the European Air Safety, which is the kind of the FAA equivalent in Europe, John, they're saying, look, you guys can approve the Boeing MAX if you want, but it may be 3 or 4 weeks after you do before we do. And that's not what Boeing wanted. They wanted one boom across the world. Everybody resumes flying at the same time. And that's not going to be the case because there's some political concerns and some other things that are concerning many of the European airlines and countries. And once you enter that, it becomes unbelievably suspect as far as when that aircraft will return to service. And that's why we've seen the Boeing stock over the last 3 days drop and drop and drop, because that uncertainty continues to mount.
So I'm sure they're going to face lawsuits. Did they face heavy fines for this?
Yep. Yeah, in fact, we've had obviously the families of those that were lost are lining up. We have airlines going back to Boeing saying, hey, you sold us this. We got rid of our old aircraft that were, you know, outdated, not fuel efficient, and now we're losing hundreds of millions of dollars. You have to reimburse us for that. We have the Southwest Airlines Pilot Union suing Boeing for, I think, $115 million in lost wages because they've had 30-some thousand canceled flights that the crews have not been able to fly on. We're seeing it coming from every different direction. And I guess the surprising thing for me over the last 6-7 months is that the Boeing stock really hasn't seen much of a drop, occasional, but not really a big hit. Now, we're starting to see it drop considerably now because more and more investors are saying, look, now the thought is this aircraft, which is the best selling airplane that Boeing's ever had, where they have, you know, thousands and thousands on order, is there a possibility it may never fly?
It just stops.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously the odds are against that. But Southwest Airlines right now is thinking, do we have to go and buy another airline to make up for the, you know, 5,300 flights a month that we're losing? Because if Boeing keeps pushing this out, maybe we should go look at buying Alaska Airlines or JetBlue or somebody else to increase our fleet, because they're losing 63,000 flights every year that this airplane's grounded. That's a lot of revenue.
That's a lot of revenue, a huge problem. This recurring theme for the last decade of too big to fail. Kind of comes to mind.
And I think it's an appropriate term here because Boeing's been around for 100 years. They've been the most trusted name in aviation forever until now. I think that the Boeing MAX aircraft is going to be maybe restored to confidence long before the confidence in Boeing is restored.
That's pretty awful. Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert, former airline executive. Always appreciate it when you bring your expertise on this. Thanks.
Always my pleasure.
We'll come back. We'll talk about movement on the ground with traffic and the weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.